After the vision of her face, I knew nothing, not the slow-motion billow of cumulonimbus overhead, nor the infinite depth of pale blue sky, not even the annoyance of black flies. I knew nothing except fatigue, a joyous blur that fogged every word I hoped to speak or would again read, or wrap into the semblance of a thought. Yet every muscle in my body, startled alive, seemed vigilant to the May afternoon, as though the beatific could be found lounging on a hay bale in a cow barn, or glimpsed in the eye of a Holstein the moment the sun reflects in it, as though day was itself a catechism. Does time sanctify space with hymns to the tiny wonders of this world? In the air, what floats is chanted, what is glorious walks alone, patient.